The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
Well, let's take our Bibles this morning and turn to Philippians chapter 4, a very familiar passage, and we're going to work down starting in verse 10 to verse 13. Of course, verse 13 is a key to successful, dynamic, sustained life and ministry. And so looking forward to being with you. We're just an hour west of here, so our location, the Pensacola Christian College, has been a huge resource for us. You have helped us with our teacher training. We use all the Abeka curriculum throughout our ministry. We have many on our staff are graduates from here, even in our own family. Our daughter's a graduate. I've got a niece and a nephew that are graduates, another niece that's a student here, a niece next year that's coming, and our youngest son is a student here currently and been a very important part of our church. And so we appreciate that and enjoy every opportunity we have to come. Let's look at verse 10, if you would. The Bible says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity." So in verse 10, Paul is thanking and rejoicing in the church in Philippi for giving to provide for his needs. This church that was founded on very humble beginnings became such a powerhouse and such an influence for the cause of Christ all around that area. Look at verse 11. "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." I like in verse 11, Paul is careful to make sure that they knew, even though he had some physical needs that they were providing for, he was not needy. And there's a huge difference between having needs that God allows and directs people to fulfill and being habitually needy. When needy people send the message that God can't take care of us, needy people send the message that our God is weak, our God is small. But Paul wanted them to know that God took wonderful care of him and was using them as a part of that. Paul was fully content with his place in life. Paul did not poor mouth or try to broadcast his needs for people to feel sorry for him and then as a result to give to him. But they had found out about his needs and God used them. And God uses us. God wants to use you even among your academic life with your student body to be a need filler. And so Paul was very grateful. It was important to Paul that the Philippians understood that he was content. He was satisfied. He was not dissatisfied with God's care for him in any way. He knew that God loved him. He trusted God to provide for him. And contentment is one of those things that just does not come naturally to this flesh. It's something, even Paul said, "I have learned how to be content." And though being content isn't natural or easy, we too must and can learn to be content. I love in verse 12 where Paul says, "I know how to be abased," which means being brought low in rank or office or prestige or esteem. Paul said, "I know how to go forward when things aren't necessarily going well." He said, "I also know how to abound." And he said, "In relation to places and things, I have been instructed by God both how to be full, but also at times how to be hungry, at times how to abound, but also at other times how to suffer need." And so he learned how to be content. And I just want to remind us, and then we're going to get to verse 13, that we too can be content both during times of less, but also during times of more. We can learn to be content in times of need that we have. We can learn to trust that God is in control. He knows what we need, and He has every ability to fulfill those needs. But I love verse 13, and Paul shifts to a verse we could all quote this morning. And in this verse is an outline for victory. It's an outline for a healthy outlook, a healthy approach, a positive perspective on life. He said there in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And I want to break this verse down by just a couple of words at a time, beginning with the first two words, I can. And just in these two words, we have a huge Bible lesson for this morning. First, we have the word I, and in that word I, we find a lesson on personal accountability and personal responsibility. You know, each of us is responsible for our own actions. I'm responsible for my attitude, my approach to life and family and ministry. I'm responsible for my outlook, and you're responsible for yours too. The average person tends to blame every failure, every shortcoming on something, on circumstances, on someone, or whatever their latest challenge is. As parents, we've tried to just eliminate that attitude or those words from our children's vocabulary. I can't. In fact, every time as our kids were growing up, and they're all out of the house now, when they were growing up, when they'd say, I can't do this, I can't learn this, we would be quick to say, oh, no. You can do whatever God wants you to do. Aren't you glad this morning that God enables us to do His will? He empowers us to do whatever it is that He wants us to do. And so where God will guide you in life, He will provide for you, and you and I can absolutely do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. But it begins with personal responsibility. If you don't like where you're at in life, if you don't like how your academic life is unfolding here at the beginning of the year, if you don't like the job that you have, you absolutely have the power to change those things by taking personal responsibility. We do not have to be victims of circumstance. We do not have to live in the mentality that it's out of my control. We can rise up absolutely and take personal responsibility and make positive changes in our own life. God has never intended for any of His children to be victims, but rather, the Bible's very clear, we are victors through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory in Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us, and thank the Lord for that. And so just in the word I, we see an important lesson on personal responsibility and accountability. After the word I, we have the word can. And I love that. I can. We can do whatever it is that God wants us to do. Can is such a positive word. It's a word that is so good that we can know God's plan for our life, and we can know that He is willing and He wants us to succeed. And after I notice the word I can, I notice the next three words, do all things. I love that because do is activity. Do is action. Do is forward moving. God wants each of us to live a life of activity, a life of accomplishment. God wants us to be actively involved through ministry in our local church. And the words all things means the possibilities are limitless. So we see I is a personal word. It's an accountable word. We see can is a word about the possibilities. It's a positive word. We see I can do all things is a word of action and activity. And all things simply means we can do literally anything that God wants us to do. Hey, you can be a success no matter where you are now, no matter what your background has been. The thing that can change everything in your life is this verse and the spiritual approach that it gives us. I can do all things. Hey, you can be a great student and have a great career, whether that's in ministry or whether that takes you to business, in the business world. One day you can have a good marriage and you can rear great kids. You can be a good Christian and God can use you in ways that you never imagined. You can get better grades than you are now. You can do right and you can live for God. Hey, I can do all things. Let's never let Satan put us in a box of cynicism and despair. Let's never let him isolate us in a hopeless mindset. Let's reject any temptation to dwell on how difficult or how dismal or how hopeless the future seems. Let's take responsibility. Let's memorize this verse and quote it 100 times a day if we have to. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. Dr. Atkins mentioned our history of moving from a thriving ministry in California, where I was associate pastor for 8 years, to Mobile. Theodore's a suburb of Mobile, Alabama, and there were 8 folks in a little church that was ready to close their doors, and God led us there. If I had known then the challenges that I know now looking back, it may have scared us from coming. You know, sometimes God doesn't reveal everything because he wants to get us to follow him, and then he begins to reveal things. The fact that there are so many Baptist churches in Mobile and how hard it has been historically for churches to thrive in that area for whatever reason may have discouraged us. I remember on the way out, we loaded up a U-Haul and drove our truck and pulling a trailer behind us from California all the way on I-10 out to Mobile. And we had planned on the Sunday before arriving in Mobile to stop at a pretty prominent independent Baptist church in Louisiana. And we wanted to spend the day there in their services. I wanted to meet the pastor and talk to him and get a little advice and a little bit of encouragement. I was looking forward to him saying, "Hey, attaboy, we'll be behind you. We're excited about what God is going to do." He graciously took us to lunch that afternoon and began to ask, "Why in the world are you guys going to Mobile, Alabama? Why are you leaving California and coming down here?" He said, "I used to preach over there." And he said, "I'm just going to tell you, I don't know that it can be done over there." He said, "It's a graveyard for preachers over there." And I'll tell you what, we left that next morning to drive from Louisiana to Mobile, Alabama. And I was just a little discouraged. Even before we got started, I was having the woe is me. And kind of thinking about all the things that could go wrong. But God brought this verse to my mind. And he reminded me that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And I began to quote that verse over and over. We can do all things through Christ. I asked that same preacher to come to our church's first and second and third anniversary because we had struck up a friendship. He became a great mentor to us. But I also wanted him to see, hey, God can do whatever God wants to do with whoever God wants to do it. He preached the dedication for our 800-seat auditorium that we built about 10 years ago, and then came back for our new educational facility that we built. And I just wanted to be reminded in my own mind and in my own heart that God can do with us whatever he wants to do. Now, if you go to Mobile, Alabama, there's a thriving church. We have a very multicultural church. We have a thriving Spanish congregation. We've got many students here from our Spanish congregation. We've got a dynamic Korean congregation. Our Korean pastor is working on his master's degree through the college here. We have a large school and daycare ministry, support over 150 missionaries around the world, and have been involved in church planning, sending out out people from our staff. In fact, last Sunday, we sent out our oldest son and our daughter-in-law and our three grandchildren. He's been on our staff for 13 years. We sent them out just across Mobile Bay to Baldwin County, Daphne. They call it the Eastern Shore. And on their first grand opening Sunday of Lighthouse Baptist Church on the Eastern Shore, they had 156 in attendance. And we just wanted to shout, God can do. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And so we see that. Look at the next three words. Look at the next part, because it's through Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which means in alignment with the will of God. I can is personal accountability. It's positive, forward movement. No one can dictate our success. All things do is work, activity. All things are all the possibilities. Through Christ is where the promise comes in. Because when we're in the will of God, when our activities line up with God's plan for you and I, it's an amazingly powerful thing. He did not say, I can do anything I want to do. He did not say, I can do anything in any direction I choose. He said, I can do all things in alignment with the will of God for your life through Christ, which strengtheneth me. For everyone who will launch out with a great attitude and faith in the will of God and be a great success, there are hundreds who will never launch out. There are thousands who will sit paralyzed with an attitude of, I just can't do it. I'm fearful. I don't think it'll work. And fear is a great paralyzing, has a great paralyzing effect in God's children. And I want to remind us, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. When we're in His will, we can do anything that He wants us to do, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is all-powerful. Our resources are limited, but His resources are limitless. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent, and you and I can do anything that God wants us to do. And then notice the last few words, and then I'll tie all this together for us this morning. Of this amazing verse, he says, which strengtheneth me. This is where we get the power to do all things, because Christ strengthens us. It's not in our physical strength that we can accomplish anything for the Savior. In fact, nothing God ever tells us to do can be done in our own ability, with our own resources, in our own strength, or in our own power. Many in ministry and many in life in general, many in churches get frustrated and disillusioned and even burned out because they try to do an eternal spiritual work in the power of the flesh. And we cannot do it in the power of the flesh. The great song says, this arm of flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own. And so how important it is. In fact, notice, take your Bibles real quickly. Go to John chapter 15. And I want you to notice just a few absolutes here that the Lord points out to us about our ability without Him. Our ability when we're disconnected from Him and His purpose and His plan and His will for our life. John chapter 15 and verse 4, the Bible says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch, notice this absolute, cannot bear fruit of itself. It is a useless endeavor to try to bear spiritual fruit apart from the power of God and the Spirit of God and the will of God in our life. He goes on to say, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Look at this next little phrase. For without me ye can do nothing. That's pretty absolute. Without Him, your ministry life, our ministry life is destined to fail. Without Him, our academic life is destined not to be all that it could be and all that He wants it to be. Without Him, our family life, our marital life, our rearing of our children will never be what He wants it to be or could be. It's all as He strengthens us. In verse 5, we're reminded, without Him, we can do nothing. even the impossible task, humanly speaking, of reaching the world with the gospel can't be done without the power of God to do it. Think of the great task God has given. The mission of the local church is missions, reaching the world with the gospel. And no matter what you're studying, no matter what your course of academia is in college, somewhere it's got to fit in to the mission of reaching the world with the gospel. Whether it's in business, you help support missionaries through your local church ministry. Whether you're going into Christian school work, you can be helping to teach and train future missionaries. Whether it's on a church staff somewhere, you're a part locally of reaching your Jerusalem and Judea, and then sending out others to Samaria and the uttermost part of the world. Think about the big job that God has given us individually as well as a local church, and that can never be done in our own strength, in our own intellect, in our own ability. I love what Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says very clearly, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." But we can't even begin that process until we have His power and His ability. "Oh, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, this flesh gets weary, but there's strength and power in the Lord." We need to quit relying on our own strength. We need to quit trying to figure things out on our own and begin relying on His, where our strength is finite, His is unlimited, where our strength will fail. Aren't you glad Jesus never fails? And so today, let's allow this passage and this verse to encourage us, because the truth is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And I reminds us that we need to take personal responsibility. Have you just taken a good hard look in the mirror and just say, "Look, if my grades aren't going to improve, it's up to me. If my schedule's going to get better, if I'm going to get the character that I need, if my academic life is going to improve, it's up to me. I can't wait for mom and dad to fix it. I can't wait for someone else to do it. I've got to take personal responsibility." And then I can action. I can do. It's positive. It's optimistic. Boy, we need to get back, especially in this post-COVID world. We need to get back to being optimistic about what God wants to do in ministry, in our lives, and I can do. We need to get back to activity, being involved in the local church. I love all things. The possibilities are limitless. And then through Christ, we have His promise that when we find the will of God, and we align our lives with the will of God, and all of our decisions along the way are in alignment with His will for our life, we can do all things through Christ. We have that promise, which strengtheneth us. It's all done in His power.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.